Good morning, everybody. Welcome to today's Friday Shir. Today we're going to discuss Ksubis Daf Tet Amud Aleph. You have source sheets over there if you want to join us or not. So Daf Tet Amud Aleph is one of the most famous dafim in all of Shas. It has everything inside it. You have Chazak, you have Sfeik Sfeika. So there really is so much to talk about. So I decided to take the first sugya, which is on the page, which is a sugya of Shavya Nafshe Chatira Deisua, which is also something which is worth talking about for many, many weeks. However, we'll try to, in 1 hour, to try to condense more or less the most important parts of the idea of Shavya Nafshe Chatira Deisua. So let's start. So the Gemara Mamish begins with Chet Amud Bet, Tet Amud Aleph, Omar Rabbi Elazar in source number 1, Haomer Petach Patuach Matzati, Ne'eman Leosra Alava. Husband was with his wife for the first time, and then he says, Petach Patuach Matzati, he claims that she is not a virgin, so he is able to, we believe him, and because of that, he could also prohibit her on himself. Ask the Gemara, Vamai, why is she prohibited? Why is she asura at all? Sfeik sfeika havi. Why should it be a problem for them to carry on being together? Although she's not a virgin, she says that we have here a sfeik sfeik. We have here two sfeikos. Sfeik number one is sfeik tachtov, sfeik ein tachtov. Maybe she didn't cheat on him, but rather she lost her virginity before they got married, which is actually fine to get married in that kind of case. So in that case, first of all, who says it was while they were actually together? And if you do say that indeed it happened when they were already mekudeshet, when she was already halachically betrothed to her, how's it called? Betrothed to her. So in that case, even if it was during that period of time, sofek beones, sofek beratzon, maybe she was actually raped, and if she was raped, so in that case, it should be okay. So in that case, it's a sfeik sfeika. Again, sofek number one, maybe she wasn't even with him at the time, she wasn't even engaged and betrothed at the time, and even if she was, maybe it was in oines. Says the Gemara gives us two options. Option that will be only one sofek, and because of that, since there's only one sofek, she will be prohibited. Option number one, lo tzricha beeshet kohen. Maybe she's the wife of a kohen. That's the case over here, that she's a kohen. He's a kohen. And because of that, only one suffix we need, because the wife of a kohen, even if she is only raped only, if she was raped by someone, still she cannot be with a kohen. This is a very terrible thing that could happen all the time. Lo aleinu, the wife of a kohen, if she was raped, in that case, the kohen can no longer be with her. There was a case, actually, in Israel, that was a hostage situation. And in the hostage situation, there was actually a wife of a kohen that was for a few minutes alone with the person who took her hostage, and this story actually came to Beis Din to determine whether she was allowed to be with him or not. Very, very sad story. But again, so there's only one suffix, only the suffix of tachtav or no tachtav. That's the only suffix we have, because that she will be a suah. Ibai teima, but we have another option. Beeshet Yisrael, ukegon dekabil ba'avua kiddushin, pchuta mebat gimel shanim v'mechad. Her father betrothed her before she was in the age of 3, and in that case, if the biology is, according to the Gemara, that if she was with the person before the age of 3, so the virginity comes back, and the petach will close back again. So in that case, if indeed there's a petach patuach at that time, it has to be after the time that she was mekudeshet, after the time that she was betrothed, and because of that, it has to be tachtov. Now we have only one suffix, suffix oines, suffix berotzon, and because of that suffix, she is prohibited. But other than that, we have a sfeik sfeika. Okay, that is the Gemara in Ksubas. The first, yeah?
Question. There are other options that could be mentioned. I think some of those options were mentioned, such as Lukat 8, or potentially that he's a...
I think Tosfot asked that question, if I'm mistaken. So look up there. Yeah, you have there a few questions that ask maybe this, maybe that. Says Rashi, on the spot, before we speak sfeikas and this and that, we have here something which I don't understand. How could this person say something? Why do we even believe him? He's the only person who could actually tell us, and how can we rely on him? He is nogea. Says Rashi, the reason is that we could believe him. We could believe him because he has the power of shavya nafshei chaticha deisura. He could determine that this thing is an isser on him. This thing is prohibited on on him. So things that concern him, that this is an Isser, so we actually believe him. Avalav sidak to batav is something that could actually affect her, that she will lose her kisuba. We don't believe him in that case. We have here the idea of shavya anafshi chaticha diisura. The idea of shavya anafshi chaticha diisura comes up in other places in Shas. There's a Mishnah in Kiddush, in source number 3. Haomer leisha kidashtich, v'omeret lo kidashtani. A person goes to a lady and says, you know that we're married. He says, what are you talking about? I never married you. Who has subikovotea? If he holds that indeed they are married, so he cannot be intimate with her craving, with her relatives. But however, he mutarat bekova, but she could be with his relatives because he is not reliable concerning her. We don't believe him concerning her. We believe him concerning himself. That's why he indeed could do it on himself in Isser. As Rashi says, that he considered them as an Isser, and you have here the idea of Shavda Shechdich Isura on her relatives. That is another example in the Mishnah in Kiddushin. Another example that we have in Shas is the Mishnah in the Dorim. That the Mishnah says, Barishona, back in the day, in the good old days, Shalosh Nashim Asod Yotzot Benatot Ktuba, three women, for certain reasons, they are divorced from their husbands, and also they will receive a ksuba. One of it is Haomeret Tme'ani Lecha. She comes and says, you know that I actually cheated on you, and we cannot be together at all. So in that case, we believe her, but she will get her ksuba. In that case. Sorry, because if he decided to believe her, but the conclusion was Chazru Lomar that no, we won't believe you. Why? Because maybe she's trying to somehow escape her husband. So she's actually doing this shtick. She's going to lie and say that she was actually with somebody else. That will force the husband to divorce her, and because of that, we no longer believe her. So if she says she says that I cheated on you, she has to bring some kind of raya. Says Tosfot, I understand. How is it that now Chazru Lomar, now in the end, the conclusion is that we don't believe her. In the end of the day, we have to believe her. Hashavita nafsha chaticha deisura. We have to believe her because shav nafsha chaticha deisura. So in that case, the reason that we believed her in the beginning when she said that was because of shav nafsha chaticha deisura. So in that case, how is it that in the end we don't believe her? Because we have the concept of shav nafsha chaticha deisura. The Achronim wanted to learn from this Tosfot that it seems to be that Shanav Shechdich Deisura has to be the Raisa, right? The person could decide that something is Asur on him because it has a biblical value of saying that this thing is prohibited on him or her. Why? Because if it was only the Rabbanan, so Chazal could play with it as much as they want. They could decide, I will believe you. You know what? Doesn't make sense. I won't believe you. They could decide. The fact that the Rishonim asked this question, wait a second, how is it that we're not believing her? It means that when she says something which is supposed to cause her to have some kind of Isser, actually has a biblical value. And then he gives the answers that he gives. So we see here a bunch of examples of the case. A person has the ability to say that something is prohibited on him or her, and it seemingly actually has some kind of biblical strength, that because of that, they can decide this prohibition. Okay, so these are the sources of the sugya. The Achronim, I think maybe it's from the Rishonim, but the Achronim primarily, they discuss how does this work. How is it possible that someone could come and say that I have a new Isser? Excuse me, we have 613 mitzvot, we have this and that, halachos. How is it that you're coming saying something which usually we shouldn't believe you, have no nemanas regarding yourself? Why is it that now we believe you, that you have this new Isser? How does this thing work? So we have two approaches in the Achronim. It's a famous Chakira. It's brought down in the Ktzot. That he says it's either because of Ne'emanos or because of a Nedel. The Ktzos, he goes with the idea that it is Ne'emanos. What does it mean, Ne'emanos? He says the following. He says in source number 7, Lachen nire, v'had ne'eman adam al atzmo, af al pishu karov al atzmo. How could he create an Isser about himself? Because usually a person cannot say anything about himself. He's karov al atzmo. He's apostle aid. So how could he's apostle witness? So how could he say these things? He says, gzerat ha-katuv, sheye adam ne'eman al atzmo, b'chol ha-psulim sheyesh lo. Usually, I won't believe a person because he probably wants to actually gain something. But when he's actually saying something where he won't gain anything, things that will actually be only bad for him, like he says that he owes people money, or like he's saying that this thing is prohibited on me. So in that case, yes, in this case, a person has a ne'emanus. Ne'eman adam al atzmo kemeha edim. A person has a ne'emanus regarding himself, like two witnesses. when it comes only concerning his matters. He says, Rashi says, seems to say that explicitly, he says in Kiddushin, in the case of Hodad Ba'aldim Kime Adim, because the Torah says, Asher Amar Ki Huze, Harei Shesemach Al Mitzat Hodato. We have in the Torah the parsha of Shavuas Moide B'Mitzas. If I said that you owe me 100, and you say, no, I don't owe you 100, I actually owe you 50. So in that case, yes, you pay the 50. And why is that? Because you have Exerus Akasuf. I believe you when you said that you owe some person money. And the Torah gave Ne'emanus, a person concerning himself, when he is actually causing some kind of a prohibition upon himself or some kind of monetary obligation. And he says, "Im ken ki heichid min haTorah shnei edim al acherim, ken min haTorah lechol adam al atzmo, af agav du karov latzmo. De karov lo pasa haTorah el al acherim, aval atzmo ne'eman." A person cannot say anything when he is related to someone here in the discussion. He cannot come and witness, but when it's concerning himself, and it's concerning himself in a negative way, he owes money, or he something is prohibited on him, in that case, he has ne'emanus. He's like 100 eidim, like 2 eidim, whatever you want. Yeah?
How do you tie that in with the concept of Adam Karva, like the Atzma, and Adam Atzma, and Atzma, Russia? There, he's not able to debate this on himself in a negative way. He's the Karva.
So we believe the chiyuvim that he creates. Like, if I'm saying that I owe you $100, I'm a Russia? No, I have your $100. I will not be able to cause myself to say, listen, you have to kill me, right? But I can say that only regarding things, so we have to find the balance. It has to be only concerning things that I'm not a Russia, and also say that I owe this and that. So a person can say that this is an Isra on me, and it goes to say, I owe you $100. But it's not Russia in these cases. So he has the emanus, it's fine.
The case in the Dar Mamash.
What?
Isn't the case in the Dar Mamash was not so much that she's fishing somebody else?
Yeah, so we won't kill her, right? Usually, that committed adultery is Chayav Misa. We won't kill her, but we will believe her regarding the Isra about it. So we do as a kind of Palginan, right? We believe the Isra, but we don't believe the story behind it. That is one approach. It is Ne'emanus. However, there is an approach brought in many Rishonim, Mahari Basan, and other people, that they say that no, Miksat Katzvu Gamidisha Nafshikhtika De Yisura, Hu Ganke Metorat Neder. Right? We're now in the film we're learning Nedorim. A person could create his own personal Isurim. He could say that he has an Isur of Korbanot. He also has an Isur not to use this pen or pencil or crayon or eat this food. Person has the ability of creating his own personal Isur. So he says the idea of Shalat Shechitik Isura also derives from this idea of Nedorim. However, he and many Achronim are against this idea of Neder. He brings one question. He says, the Maharit Dachad Varze, V'katari Me'er Torat Neder, Have Mahane Be'Shela. As we know, the person that has his own Neder, he can go to the rabbis, to the Dayan, him and say this and that, and they will say that the neder is cancelled. You have hatarat and darim. You do that every single year. But in Shavye, there is no Sheela. Another thing that is actually missing here is whoever learns Nedorim properly, so you see from the beginning, it's very hard to have a neder. You have to use the right language. You have to do what's called atpasa. You have to have all kinds of certain things. You don't have it here. I'm just saying, you know I married you. I'm just saying something without any lashon of Isser, without any lashon of Nedorim. Nevertheless, oops, it's a neder. Hard to believe. And because of that, the Achronim seem to reject the approach saying that it is because of Nedorim. Yeah? Wait, first of all, yeah. Sorry.
Why would we use the word Nema? It's like a neder.
Aha. Interesting tie-nash, that the word neman should actually say everything, that actually it is a nedel. I hear. I mean, I think you could play with it a bit, but I could say that, well, okay, I believe you that they created this own nedel. Like, I believe you that this is actually something which you have to stay away from. Meaning that I don't really think that anyone really thinks that this is a neder, right? I don't think anyone really says this is mamish, a full-fledged neder, but I believe you that you created here an Isser. So I believe that this is something, because I'll tell you what, the Gemara says, Ne'eman Osar Alav, the Rishonim are going to learn from here, that this also makes the Beis Din and the rabbis make sure, wait a second, don't eat that. I can even physically stop you from doing this Isser. So how does that, how is it mechayev me? I believe you that this is some kind of Isser that you have to stay away. So it could also be a neder. I believe that I have a neder. Do I have to witness your nedorim? I believe you that this is something that you take upon yourself.
Does Beis Din do that back in Dara?
Yeah, I guess so. Why not? Could be. Yeah, why not? If indeed there's a neder, why not? Could be. Yeah. One question here, and then I'll take your question, Shoshan. No, 1 second. Okay, yeah. Sorry, yeah. Okay, carry on.
Oh, thank you. So the eight has neiman is because there's no motive to lie?
Yeah. A person regarding himself, he is neiman. Yes, sorry.
Would there also be another problem with neder? Normally when you make a neder, it's something that only affects you. Here he has a feeling of why not to his wife. When he says...
It's a kasha that we've shown him here with Shibud. What you're saying is a very... So first of all, it's not 100% true what you're saying, because actually Nedolim could affect others. I can now say, you will not enjoy my pen forever, in terms of in Ilchas Nedolim.
But it's more than that. Here you're actually absolving yourself from a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv of ayna to your wife.
Yeah. So what you're saying is actually a question which is raised in Nedolim on the spot. He has a Shibud, and that is the entire discussion, why actually Tumei Alecha... That's why some Rishonim say that, no. Allegedly, there is no nemanus in Tmei Alecha. We gave you nemanus, and then we took it away because of that shibud. That's one of the answers that we showed him in the Daf Tzedek Amud Bet. You can see it there. Yeah, the run. That's the same idea. But very good, very good. So, anyways, yeah.
You mentioned in your email that the Shem Shmachta and it's also the same person.
Yeah.
So you wanna. He's giving two different approaches even right
now. No. Why? He's giving two approaches, and he holds in the Ksois here, number 7. Didn't the Shmait say yet? The Ksois says here in Ksois number 7, I hold that the reason is because of Nemanus. Well, you'll see that he actually goes with this also in the Shev Shmait. He carries on with it. Okay, so we have our two approaches. We also go to see a third approach, B'zal Hashem, in page 3 or 4, B'zal Hashem, 3. But at the moment, let's have these two approaches. Is it Ne'emanus, or it is some kind of form of Neda? So we have a few Nafkaminos. I brought here 2 on the page, but I think there are even more. Nafkamina number 1, can a person cause a prohibition also to others regarding things that concern himself? For instance, a woman says Tmea Nilecha, does that also obligate the husband? Oh my goodness, she's not only usher to be with the husband, but also the husband is now usher to be with her. Is there also when a person has a nemanus regarding himself, this could also affect in a certain way others? So the Shev Shmaitza, the same person that had yesterday outside, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Heller, Rabbi Arya Leib Heller, says in source number 8, he says, "Ela sheshi stapek lefize isha shemat tveani lecha neimemet b'shul shana chelichet eisura im eisur gam labal habalea." She for sure cannot be with the husband, but the question is there also an isra on the husband to be with her? Or ein eisur ela lisha deshav nafshach chelichet eisura. So a woman comes and says, I am a married woman, who's your husband? I don't care, I don't know. A person was intimate with her. Is he now violating the Isser of Eshetish? Or that only she could make an Isser only on herself. Says, so this is a question that they raises a Shev Shmaitza. He brings a Tosfot that seems to say that no, she cannot affect others, she can affect only herself. He brings you the question, again, the question of Tosfot that was raised beforehand, how could a woman that says, Tmei Alecha, not be nemenet in the end, because you have your Nafshechetecha D'Yisura? So the answer that the Gemara says is because she wasn't reliable also to begin with, right? Tosfot asks, if indeed she's reliable when she says Tmei Alecha, how did the rabbi say in the end, Chazur Ba'al, no, she's not reliable. Excuse me. The answer that says, Reblazer Mitzis, I'll tell you why. Because also in the beginning when she said Tmei Alecha, she wasn't able to prohibit her husband. Because he says, there is no Shav Anaf Shechatech D'Yisura at all. He has the approach that a woman that cheated on her husband, so the husband cannot be with her. But there's no Isser for her to be with him. So in that case, there was never Shav Anaf Shechatech D'Yisura. Because she's not Neman for her husband to say that he cannot be with her, and she's also not Neman regarding herself because there is the prohibition of a woman that cheated on her husband for her to be with the husband. Right? If a woman cheated on the husband, says this Rishon, Rav Eliezer, I think admits, he says that she, according to the Torah, is allowed to be with him, but he cannot be with her. So he says, since it's only Nafshechetecha D'Yisura, she cannot affect the husband, she has no Nemanus regarding the husband. And regarding herself, there's no answer. So in that case, he says there wasn't any shaviyah to begin with. Says the Shmaitza, we learn from here that Shana Shechlir Yisura cannot affect others. Even though she was talking about herself, it cannot affect others. because there wasn't any Isser created. Okay? That's what the Shmaisa says. And he says, we learn from here that according to my opinion, that Shalav Shechaticha Disura is Nemanus. So in that case, it makes sense. Because the person is Neman only concerning him or herself. But if indeed it was a Neder, that I could create this new prohibition, I could say that I won't use this pen ever, because this is like a korban for me, and I could also say that my pen is a korban for you, and I could prohibit you from benefiting from my stuff. So in that case, he says, if it was a neder, a person could actually prohibit himself also on others. But since it's like my approach, says the Shemaitza, which I said in the Ktzois, is the approach is that Shana Shechtir Lissura is a ne'emonos. So in that case, I could only prohibit things on myself and not prohibit things on others. Is that clear, more or less? Hopefully. Okay. So that is one nafkamina. However, says the Shev Shmaitza, although this woman, according to this Tosfot, right, she cannot prohibit herself on her husband, and also she's not prohibiting herself at all to the husband because there is no Isser for her to be with the husband, nevertheless, says the Shev Shmaitza, she cannot be with him because of what? Because of lifnei iver lo dite michshol. Right? Because you say that you hold this is an Isser for your husband. Right? There is an Isser for a cheating wife to be with her husband. But there is an Isser for the husband to be with the wife. You cannot now be with him. Why? Because of lifnei iver lo temichshol. That's what the Shev Shmaitza says. And says the Rashi Shiorim in source number 9 in the second page. Rashi Shiorim is the gates of Rosh Hashiva. Arya Gurvitz, and he says that the Shem Shmaisa thinks very clearly, yes, for sure. In this case, there is Liv Ne'ivel to Mikshol. Of course there is. But he says, you know what, it's not so simple. Because according to the Ramban, in order to be Michayev in Liv Ne'ivel to Mikshol, you too have to be prohibited. Meaning, let's say we live in a world that only you cannot eat basar b'chalav. So says the Ramban, if I am not prohibited with basar b'chalav, so I have no violation of lifnei iver lo michshol by giving you a cheeseburger. That's what says the Ramban. In order to have lifnei iver lo michshol, you have to be prohibited as well as the person that you're now trying to actually give him an iser. So says Rav Arya Gurvitz, he says, according to the Ramban, it doesn't make any sense. Because if indeed the cheating wife is allowed to be with her husband, if indeed that's the halacha, so in that case, she has no Isser, so she also has no lifnei iver lo michshol. So in that case, he says, it's not so clear, Shev Shmaitza, that there is here lifnei iver lo michshol. No, according to the Ramban, there shouldn't be here anything lifnei iver lo michshol, because she has no Isser by being intimate with her husband after she cheated on him. Okay? So we have here this machlokas Shev Shmaitza and Ramban at the moment. Now let's say a woman that cheated on her husband. So only the husband has an Isser of being with her. She doesn't have an Isser of being with him. Is she now violating lifnei iver by being with him? Shev Shmaitza, yes. Says the Rashi Shurim, no. According to Ramban, only if she was also obligated not to do an Isser, only then she has lifnei iver lo michshol.
That's what I understand. So according to the Ramban, if I could be metameh himself, given that I don't have any Isser of being tummy nice, I'm not making the favor.
Yeah. If I understand correctly, yes. There is a Tosfot in Bava Metzia, and I think maybe even the Gemara there, but Besod HaFiyud, which I'm not sure how that goes well with it, but yes. In order, the example that he brings, a woman that has, say, Isuri Kehuna, so only because she is also obligated in Isuri Kehuna, only that's why she has also Lifnei Iver by causing a Kohen to be Machshalim as well. Yeah.
I don't know if I understand correctly, but in any of these cases, how could there ever be Isser for the woman? Isn't there an idea, like on Esther Karkala, like there's no action on the woman's part? How could she be Isser in the action? Isn't it just the man's responsibility?
No, there still is. She cannot come willingly and be with the person. That's also a problem. Karkala Oila means that if she was raped.
That's Esther, right? So she did it, even though she did it willingly. Like, I mean, she went. I don't know if
it is a large sugya that is worthwhile discussing. I think actually Rav Jaya started discussing it in Ksubis Dav Gimel, but I think it was Gimel. It's a good time. Okay, let's leave it at the moment. Okay, so the Kovetz Seoris Rav Chaim Wasserman, so he says actually this is Machlokas Meiri and Ramban. The Ramban says, in order to be mechayev in lifnei iver, a person who's trying to machshul the other has to be prohibited in the same iser as well, according to Ramban. But according to Meiri, no, even if you're not part of that iser, you still have the iser of lifnei iver ote mechshol. What is the machlokas? So it says that the Kovitz Salas, if I'm understanding correctly, and I'll say bal peh, there's a fundamental chakira regarding lifnei iver. It's a famous chakira that everyone knows in the Yeshiva Welt, and if you've never heard of it, so now you're going to hear it for the first time. It's a very important chakira. What is lifnei iver? Is it a new iser? Don't give any michshol to your friend, or it's part of your isurim. Meaning, I have an iser not to eat basar v'chalav. From this iser, there's another iser called difnevelta michshol that don't you can't eat cheeseburgers. You also can't give cheeseburgers to others. It's part of your set of isurim. Because of that, it derives from every single iser that you have. But you could say differently that no, lifnei iver is just objectively don't give something which is bad for your friend, even though it doesn't affect you at all. A nafkamina that you have in this chakira is if I now give you a schnitzel cheeseburger, which is only an iser derabanan, am I violating lifnei iver to michshol midoraisa or midorabanan? I'm giving you something which is objectively a michshol. It's not good for you to have a derabanan cheeseburger, a schnitzel burger. A schnitzel cheeseburger. So in that case, am I not valuing lifnei iver d'oraisa or not? If we hold that lifnei iver is a new iser, just don't give bad things to your friends. So yes, I could give you an iser d'rabanan, but I will be violating lifnei iver d'oraisa. But if we say that lifnei iver is actually some kind of detail in every single iser that you have, so in that case, no. If I'm now giving you an iser d'rabanan, so I'm only violating lifnei iver d'rabanan. And not lifnei iver d'oraisa, because it's part of every single avira. So according to this, he says, says in two lines, it's a detail from this iser. So in that case, indeed, you have to be prohibited in this iser to violate lifnei iver by others. But if he says it's an iser klali, that has to be, that's something which is a new separate iser, not connected to the iser itself they're now handing him, that's also the reason of the Meiri, that if, although that you're not in that iser, still you could violate the violation of lifnei iver t'michshol. Beautiful, I think. Right? Is this clear?
It's a question on the chakira, but it's not.
Okay, well, let's see if I'll take it or not.
You actually put a brick in front of a blind person who's walking. Are you ever on the favor?
It's a very good taina. So, Rashi also says that the part of the favor is also what's called lehasi et sarah. You know, it's a good idea to invest in this company. And you know, it's not such a good idea to invest in this company. So it's not worse than etzara. So that's why some people say that at the end of the day, it still is at least etzara. It might not be like other things, but you are going to violate the favor as well. So yeah, so it is actually a bit of a tchia for it's a kasha at least on this part of the chakira. It is a good kasha. Are we okay? Yeah? Okay. That is nafkamina number one. Can you create a nisr for other people? Again, the chakir is shana shavdil isura ne'manus, or it is a neder. Nafkamina would be, can you also make a nisr for other people? If it's a neder, you should be able, but if it's not, so if it's only ne'manus, seemingly, you're not supposed to have the power of making nisr to others. Another nafkamina that I brought here is nafkamina which is mentioned in the ktsois in Simon Pei, Siv Cotton Bays. Is what happens when a person says a claim, he says a story, and from his story emerges that he actually owes someone money. He didn't know that he's creating a chiyuv, but he's saying a story that consequently there is an issur. For instance, you know that yesterday I was cooking in my kitchen, and you have no idea what happened, the milk spills, fell into my cholent, it was so funny, okay. He has no idea that milk falling in your cholent caused your cholent to betray. He didn't know that. He's ignorant. He doesn't know this thing. Do we say here shave enough shechaticha di yisura? Says the ktsos lemaisis machlokas. He says Knesset Gedola says that if he says a taina shatena tzmo yodeh shintchayev ba. Sorry, So he says, דווקא כשטוען טענה שטוען עצמו דעה שהתחייב בה, טוען טענה שהוא סובר שפותר עצמו, אף פי שדין לחיוב יכול לחזור ולטעון. He says, sorry, I didn't know that this thing will actually make me חייב. But the Mahari says, sorry, that's also the Mahari. But says, like, צויס, לא ידע מה טעם בה. כיוון דאמרו סתם, הודעת בלדין כמעדים. מה יפרש בין יודע מחיובו? בין היודע. A person is actually נאמן regarding himself. And says, like, צויס, actually, now that I think about it, this is actually enough kamina in my hakira. If we hold that hodas baldin inshallah shechdich di surah is actually a neder, I'm now obligating myself to do something. So in that case, I have to be aware that I'm actually doing this thing. I have to be aware to the consequences. Am I creating an isser or am I not creating an isser? But if we hold a no, it's a question of ne'manus, so who cares? A person is ne'man regarding his own personal matters. So even if he wasn't aware he's actually creating an isser, still there is shana shechadicha disuha, and there's also hodat baldin kemeadim dami. I think this is a very clear enough kamina. Yeah. Or not. Okay,
so we're bothered a bit by this in Seder.
Yeah?
Isn't the yesod of why he's Neman, because he's saying something that he has no reason to lie about, it's only bad for himself? If he thinks it's good for himself, then why would he
torture himself? No, but I'm telling you something. I'm telling a story that happened in my kitchen. I'm not a bad person. I'm not evil. Something happened there, and the milk spilled into my children. I'm just not aware of the ramifications. I don't know that milk in the children could cause it to be traitor. I didn't know that. So because I didn't know that. So in that case, okay. I'm not a bad person. I'm telling a story about myself. You're Neman.
That's Shavia.
That's Shavia. And that's about Dinah.
The
Kuz version
of
Neman
says that the Torah makes me Neman about myself.
Yes.
Unless
it concerns others, or unless. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But if you think it's neutral.
Yeah, it's a neutral thing. Then, I know that this causes this, or okay. So nevertheless, you're Neman. Because of that, you're going to be Chayev.
Isn't that also for everyone if that happens?
No. No. In that particular case, maybe yes. Okay, I give you an example that it could be that he is Neman about that. But let's say he says, I don't know, I have to think of some kind of thing. In Chosh Mishpat, it's much, much more easier. Like a person says like a story that happened to him and then happens to be more Chayev. I don't know, but I feel the same thing would be here as well. I think you're right. Like indeed, in this case, of the milk falling inside, I think he's right. I think that indeed everyone will be chayav as well because he is in ed echod. But let's say I don't know. You have no idea. We had a game yesterday, and I gave a lady a ring. I don't know. We have to think about something. I give a ring, and I said, "I'm kudesh
etli."
I don't think so. I don't remember.
Isn't that something that he thinks is good for himself? What's the example?
I think it is, yeah. I don't remember at the moment.
So that's the problem. But if he thinks it's good for himself, shouldn't we not believe him?
He says a taina. They think it's actually good for himself, but then it happens to be that, no, it's not good for himself.
Suspect you're lying if you think it's good for yourself.
What?
Because you think it's good for yourself, we should suspect that you're lying.
But on the contrary, he thought it's good. I think a good raya could be, ha'omer lo laviti kemer lo parati. Right? The person says that I never took money from Reuven. Right? I never took money from Reuven. Come to Edim, and they're saying that, we actually saw that they took money from Reuven. So now, basically, so maybe he paid Reuven back. You have no idea. Maybe he paid Reuven back. So we say, "Hamelo Leviti, Kemelo Parati." I said, I didn't take money. So I'm also actually saying at the same time, I never paid him back. Oh, so this is actually words that you weren't planning to be Mechayev you, but now it is Mechayev you. I don't know if this is an example, but these are, you said a story that you thought it will not cause any problems, and you did cause a problem. So in that case, you're actually Neman regarding yourself. I brought here in source 12 a bit of a understanding in how the concept of neder works. It's not really a neder with tzpasa and all these things with the correct language. It's not really that. I think I'm going to skip this because we have a lot of things to see and we have a little time. So let's carry on with another idea in Ne'manus. The Ktsot, he says that Shavdan Shechtich Di Surah and Olah Baal Din, so they're all more or less the same thing. They all come together. Now, regarding Shavdan Shechtich Di Surah, we have a concept called Amatla, or Amtala in proper Hebrew. But Amatla, that's the Yeshivish way to say it, Amatla. So a person says that this thing is actually prohibited on him, and then after a few, I don't know, since the machlokas, if it was immediately or a certain amount of time later, he comes and says, no, I was actually lying when I said that. I was actually saying this in order to avoid something. Like, for instance, a woman says that she was nida because she was upset with her husband, right? So she said to her husband, I'm actually now nida. Then she says that she did that because she was upset with him. So she gave an amatla. In certain cases, so if she gives a reason why she said the first thing to begin with, we believe her. And in that case, she won't be nida and she won't be asur. Does amatla also help with money? I come to you, say I owe you $100. Then the following day, I say no. I said that only because I was trying to avoid something, and I wasn't serious. Do we believe you or not if you give an amatla? So says the Ktzot, so he brings a machlokes. He says, according to Maharash Levi, of course it would work, because if we're Isurim, which are much more easier, we believe you when you give us an excuse why, in fact, it's not Asur on you, Kalvachon are going to believe you in the case of Mammon. That is according to Maharash Levi, brought in the Ktzot in Source 13. However, Ktzot, he brings the Maharash Hasson, and he also agrees with him, and he says, I agree with the Maharash Hasson, Delo Mahani Amata B'Mammon. And you want to know why? Because once I give an amatla, it starts concerning others, right? I said I owe you money. Tomorrow I'm going to say, no, I actually said I lied because of this and this reason. Now you're actually trying to affect other people, and now you're trying to take away the $100 that you have. You cannot say things that affect other people. That is, according to the Ktzot. So he says, amatla wouldn't help. Now the Achronim, the Rosh Yeshivos, so they find it so difficult, because if indeed you hold that there is a full comparison between Hodat Baal Din and Shana Shechtichat Isura, so if Amatla works here, Amatla should work there. And again, to begin with, the entire Ne'emanos that you have, Ktis Achoshin, is things concerning yourself. So since this was your money, you can say whatever you want. You can say, my money belongs to him, belongs to me, because he never thought for a second that this belongs to him. But you suddenly said that. So in that case, we should believe you with your entire story. The same reason that we believe you with your entire story regarding Yisurim, we should also believe you, your full story concerning yourself regarding your money. Why is it that in that case that an amatla will work only in Shana Shechtichat Isura and won't work in the case of Hodat Baal Din? It should be entirely the same thing, because your entire nemos comes that we believe you concerning yourself, and this seems to concern yourself. Yeah?
Maybe like money has this added thing of chazakah, who it's by. But like by Yisurim, it's always a question of Mitzias, what happens? So he could tell you back and forth.
If I didn't give it to you, I said, this cup belongs to you. Okay, it's standing here. Found them saying, actually belongs to me. There's no chazakah yet.
Yeah, maybe. Would that be a difference?
So let's see his answer. So he says, I'll tell you what, but he says there is a difference. It's a very nice alumna shagavra chefza chiluk, if I understand correctly. He says, I'm in the fourth paragraph in source 14, although both of them, you're right, both of the ne'emanus of both Shadon Shechadichad Yisura and Hodat Baal Din comes from ne'emanus, mekol makom harei yesh chiluk b'neim legabei ma chala ne'emanut zo. But there is actually a big chiluk, big distinction between the two regarding what you have actually ne'emanus. He says, "Dekivan di yesod din ha'nemanut shel Hodat Baal Din, u'mipnei shehu ba'alim lachuv la'atzmo, azay b'mamon shehu ba'alim al itzem ha'mon, chayla hodato al ikar ha'mamon." I'm the owner of this, so I have ne'emanus regarding this. So now I said something regarding this piece of pen. So now this has, so if I say that this pen doesn't belong to me, it belongs to you. So I had ne'emanus on this object, on this chefza. This pen now, the chefza of the pen belongs to you. Because of my words, this pen now is the chefza that actually belongs to you. And because of that, yes, you are ne'eman to now say that this transferred from my bank account to your bank account. This actually belongs to you. Now they want to take your words back. You're actually also trying to take the chefza of the pen back. Now you can't do anymore, right? Because now at this moment, this actually became your pen. So you said something regarding the object of the pen, the chefza of the pen. In that case, you cannot retrieve it. However, b'yisurim, so you're not now saying that this is like pork to me. You're actually, and because of that, it becomes pork. You're actually talking about yourself. How are you going to treat this thing? He says, "Beisurim eno din baalim alikar din haisur. Rak gabei sheyeh hu tzirich inhog isur b'davar. Yesh lo din baalim." If I understand correctly, he says, regarding Yisurim, regarding Shadash Shechatecha de Yisura, so we believe you're not regarding the chefetz itself, the object itself, because in that case, maybe it could actually affect the rest of the world. If I'm going to say, you know that I believe that, again, this woman is married, okay? You don't have the manus to do that to the rest of the world. So you're not the owner of the Isur. What are you the owner? You're owner of something. You're owner of what? Of how you should behave towards this thing. You could cause yourself the gavra, how am I going to treat this thing? So in that case, you could maybe, so since it's concerning only you, an amatla could actually now work in this case. But in the case of mominess, so you're actually saying something which actually brings someone else to the picture, and you're affecting other people, and the item itself is moving and transferring to somebody else, at that point you can no longer say anything. Yeah.
But in the case of money, there's no money. You're saying, I...
Why? I owe you $100. Okay, you're right.
You're holding $100. Saying, I owe you okay. $100. Shouldn't it be different?
So you're saying that, let's say, I'm not actually saying anything about particular money. I'm just saying, in general, I owe you $100.
But yeah, I have a debt to fulfill to you. That is worth.
So in that case, you're actually saying that the chiyuv is...
It's like saying... Uh-huh. There's a lot of cases. It's like saying, I'm...
So I'm obligated. So you're saying that you're focusing on the chiyuv part.
Right, because you're not holding $100.
Interesting what you're saying. Interesting what you're saying. Interesting. It's a very interesting time. Saying that it's only a chiyuv. Ktsoyis doesn't say that, because actually what you're saying is, the way I'm saying that I owe you money, I'm creating a chiyuv. Ktsoyis says explicitly, no, it's not a chiyuv. You're saying that this is actually a new chiyuv. I am now obligated to give you money, a chiyuv. No, it's not a chiyuv. You're actually Neman saying that there's $200 that actually belong to you in my possession. So actually, so although you can't point on the specific $200, but it is a certain chefsa somewhere.
Even in a modern day.
Yes, yes. Because otherwise it's a chiyuv. Because otherwise it's a chiyuv.
Modern day, you say, I have no cash. Just, doesn't actually exist.
Yes, it's about bank account, whatever. Or I owe you money and have no funds to pay to. It doesn't matter. You're now saying that there's actually money that you gave me that I have to bring it back to you. I don't know if it has to be a particular chefza, because otherwise it's a chiyuv. So you're now saying that no, the entire obligation to give now money is because I have this thing to carry on my word, saying that I owe you money. No, so there's actually some kind of money here that belongs to you that is in my possession. That is according to the Reb Shmuel. So again, so why is it that an amatla could work in Shadash Shechatecha de Yisura, but it cannot work in Hodat Baal Din? Says Reb Shmuel, because I'll tell you why. Because regarding Yisurim, you're discussing only yourself. How are you going to treat this thing? In that case, you could, concerning yourself, you have the right to say things back and forth. But concerning money issues, so once you already have said the chiyuv, so there is this money that actually transferred to some other person, now you can no longer take it back. That is according to Shmuel. So again, we have here that the basic chakira is it ne'manus or it is neder. We have two afkaminos, and also a bit of discussion regarding the complete comparison between Hodat Baal Din and Shadash Shechatecha de Yisura. But we have a third approach in Shadash Shechatecha de Yisura. And this is actually the most popular approach in the Yeshiva Welt, because it actually also makes more, in a certain sense, it makes the most sense. And this is the approach of Tuma Sakri. Tuma Sakri is Rav Yehuda Kahana Heller. He is the brother of the Ktsois. It's a family reunion here today. And he says, quite a simple idea. He says, it's not a neder, and it's not a neimanus. He says, this is an obvious thing. If I know that something is prohibited on me, is forbidden for me, so in that case, I should avoid it. If 200 Eidim are coming and saying that this thing is actually kosher, we saw the shechting from the beginning to the end, but I saw with my own eyes, I saw it, that the person came and did something that turned this piece of food to treif. I saw it with my own eyes. How can I believe all these 400 witnesses that came and gave testimony? I know that this is not true. Everyone is saying this is not poison, it's not poison, it's not poison, but I saw it. I know it's not poison, right? It's like the famous experiment that you have here, the lines, right? You have what that everyone in the room say that this is actually the long line, and it's very clear that no, it's actually the small line. So you have, if you know clearly that this is the truth, you have to live according to this, says Tumas Lakri. See in the fifth line of Tumas Lakri, the end. V'zelame torat nemanut ela kivan shelefi dvarav haya asura naseh. ואילו היא הייתה יודעת האמת, שהיא אשת איש, אף שכל העולם מחזיקים אותה בפנויה, היא לגבי עצמה אסורה לנסה. If she knows that this is the truth, you have to go according to your truth. You know this is the Metzius. So although you have here the rules, you have Adim, you have witnesses, but you know what's actually happening here, you have to live accordingly to this thing. You can't lie to yourself. Oh, it's very nice. The Adim say that this is actually kosher. I saw that he wasn't here, the Meshgiach, and I saw that he cut the Shechtet in a wrong way. I know it. In that case, I should avoid it. The Rav Perlo on Sefer Mitzvot of the Rasag, he actually gives a biblical source to this thing. He says there's a famous idea of the Hashem Yislach La in a neder. In the case of a woman that actually made a neder, she said that she cannot eat this thing. It's a neder that she will never eat fruits. And if she eats fruits, it'll be a nisr. Her husband, without her knowing it, he did for Afarat Nadarim, Atarat Nadarim, and it was okay. She, without knowing that, comes and says, you know what, Kesh Baruch Hu, I'm doing an Isser, and she gobbles up this thing. And then it turned out that she wasn't an Isser at all. Says the Gemara, that she actually has to have a kapara. She has to actually do some kind of kapara because she intended to do an Isser because she thought that this thing is an Isser. She created her in her mind an Isser and she violated it. It might not be the same level, but you see from here that person, if he has intention to do an Isser and he knows that this thing is wrong, so in that case, he has to actually stay away from it. Same thing also, I think this is also his idea regarding if you think that this is actually Isser, so you have to stay away from it. You have to back off from it. And if indeed you hold this thing is an Isser, maybe also it forces the Beis Din to say, listen, if you think this is an Isser, so in that case, stay away from it. You have to be careful from it. Because if you indeed believe that this is what actually happened, at least for yourself, you cannot now change the Messias for the rest of us, but at least for yourself, you have to go according to the things that you actually know. There are certain things that lumdus won't help. 100 Adim is very nice. But at the end of the day, I know this thing is actually wrong. Because of that, a person should avoid these things. Is this clear? The idea of the Torah's decree? I think it's a very simple idea. If I know this is an Isser, I saw it, I'm 100% sure about it, so who cares about the rest of the world?
If that's what the Gemara is coming to tell you, then it shouldn't say someone who comes to Beis Din, it should say someone, I might say Pesach Pesuach, this way.
Very good. I think that's the words of the Ritva in Source 17. Because in that case, what is Nafkamina? Right? I mean, it's obvious. Says the Ritva, I mean, if it's only usr on yourself, so why is it called Ne'man l'usra alav? Just say Ne'man l'usra alatzmo. Okay, so he himself has to now stay away from it. Why is it written Ne'man l'usra alav? He says, I'll tell you why. Hakamash malan, v'kivan etayin kebe beidin, betan bari, beidin osrim ota alav, umafkinan laminei. V'enor ha'shay lekeima. What is actually the chiddush of the Gemara? The chiddush of the Gemara actually is, says the Ritva, that it doesn't only obligate yourself, but also obligates the Beis Din to take action that, oh, if you say that she's not good for you, so we now demand you to give her a get. We demand you to leave her. You cannot stay with her. We can't believe you at all because you have no nemanos for your wife, but since you have nemanos for yourself, the chiddush here is, according to you, this is an Isser, you have to stay away, so in that case we could force you, don't be with her. That is actually the chiddush of the Gemara.
I don't think that fits so well with the Truma Sakri.
Goes great. As he says, v'lachet gam v'tadin yichon lachuf otah shot inaseh. Because if you hold this is something which is wrong, you know what, I think if you hold this is wrong, you have to stay away from it. And that's the chiddush of Nafshei Chetichat Yisura. That I believe you, that you're saying that you believe this is wrong, okay? So live up to it.
What's the main point of the Gemara? I think
I think personally that the main chiddush will be according to this idea that it actually obligates also other people to say that yes, according to you, you have to stay away from it. But actually, this is a machlokas. As everything is, and that's the final part of the shir today, is whether does the Beis Din actually come now in between? Once you said that this is now us or on me, so does the Beis Din have the right or the obligation to be kofa to now actually force him or her to go according to the words that they said or not? And do they actually punish him or her if they violated what they said? So says the Ritva, yes, that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Is the fact that you say Ne'eman Osra Alav means the Beis Din has to interfere, and if they see her being with her, then they say, hey, excuse me, I believe you, you can't do that, and you hold that way, you can't be with her. They have to come inside and actually force him to give her a get. Rambam says differently. Rambam says, no, it's not true. Says Rambam, if indeed he believes his wife that she was with somebody else, so if he believes it, so in that case, yes, he has to divorce her. However, says the Rambam, they won't interfere until you have two eidim. So we see according to this that in that case, Beis Din should not interfere. So seemingly there is a machlokas rishonim. See in source 19, it's also machlokas apoiskim. In the case of a person that says pedach batuach yesh ne'edim dami, so in that case, does the Beis Din interfere? Says the Mahari Ben Lev in source 19 in the Pesach Tshuva, he quotes him. So he says yes, Beis Din kofin lotzi. However, Mahari Elevi, the brother of the Taz, he says no, that ne'eman osra alav, but. But Beis Din doesn't force him to give her a get. So there is a machlokis here in the poskim. When a person says, do we indeed, the Beis Din, force him to give her a get? There's a machlokis of poskim, and hopefully soon we're going to see pshat in this machlokis. Why should we or why shouldn't we interfere? So says, before that, Chasam Sofer, by the way, says, in verse 20, he believes that in the Rambam, for sure, he should intervene. Every single time in the case of Shana, Beis Din should intervene, maybe even punish. Only in this particular case, we won't say that, because if we're going to force him to give a get, oops, now you have a problem, what's called get meuse. Person has to give a get willingly. So that's why in this case in particular, but generally, in yes, Beis Din will intervene and actually punish even in everything in order to force a person not to do an iser. But in the poskim, in the Pesach Tshuva, we have a machlokas. What is a machlokas? So very quickly, I have to go through the stira and the Rambam, the answer of the Chavetz Shiurim, and also the Nafkmina here. The Rambam seems to contradict himself. Whether does Beis Din punish in the case a person violated his own personal iser of Shana Shechaticha de Isura? In the case in source 21, Ha'av Shamar Bitiza Mekudeshet. It says, I'm a married lady. And then she was into someone. She will not die according to what she said. Unless we have what's called tuchzak for a very long time. And then there's a chazak that she actually is that way. But if without tuchzak, she says, I'm a married lady. And then she goes to be with someone. We won't, everyone saw it. There's no, we won't kill her. There's no mitzvah base in that case. However, in source 22, in the case of a person who says that he's a Kohen, so he says, I am a Kohen. We don't believe him regarding a bunch of things. He doesn't get kodshim, he doesn't get any truma. However, oser atzmo begrusha bezona v'chalala, ve'im nasa o nitma, loke. But if he comes and says, I'm a Kohen, and then he went immediately to the cemetery, and he was matan himself, he is loke. He's going to get malkos. So seemingly, there's a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam says, regarding the case of a woman that says she's a married woman, we do not punish her. We're not going to kill her if we see her saying that she's a neshetish and then being intimate with someone. But in the case of kehuna, that punishment is only malkos, so yes, we're going to actually punish with malkos. What's happening here? Are we intervening? Are we not intervening? Are we going to punish? Are we not going to punish? What's actually happening here? Says the Kovitz Shiurim, and I'll just go to his piece, the last paragraph, which is not very clear. He brings an idea in the name of Rebbe Leib Rubin from Vilkomir. He was the father-in-law of the Ponovitch Erov, Rav Yosef Kahaneman. And he says, there's a difference between Malkos and Misa. There's a difference between the punishment of lashes to the punishment of Misa. What is the difference? Because he says that I will read him out, and then I'll explain according to Rav Yisrael Kalando, one of the rabbeim in the Chevron Yeshiva, that used to be in the Chevron Yeshiva, he passed away a few years ago. He says that in order to kill someone, it's not enough for me to see that he's doing an Isser. Isur greda eno maspik lechayev mita. Actually, let's read it before. He says, malkot hu al isur. Chiyuv mita hu mipnei shehi eshet ish. That we give punishment of lashes. Why? Only because a person violated an Isser. But why do we kill people? Only if the person actually was with an eshet ish. What does that mean? What does that mean? So it says Rabbi Yitzchak Lando, in the last page, in source 24, he explains the following. He says, see the first paragraph. Mita ha'onesh wa lachefza da'avera atzma. In the case, we kill people in the basin, only if this thing actually is 100% true. Only if this thing is in the mitzias, a thing that actually happened. We have to know that really, this thing actually happened. But Malkus we give, why? Aval Memra Drachmana. Because you violated the word of Hashem. That's the reason why we give you the punishment of lashes. Because of that. In Misa, we have to know that this is actually, in fact, really true. Not only according to your words. But in the case of Malkus, what we have to see? We have to see you doing an Isser. I will explain. He doesn't bring it, but I brought it here in the Chinuch. If you'll see the Sefer Chinuch, he says that there's a difference between the mitzvah of killing people that did an Avera, as opposed to people that did an Avera that we will give them lashes. The purpose of the Shorsha mitzvah of killing people, says the Chinuch, is melech b'mishpat yamid eretz. That we have to have a good society. We cannot allow people killing each other, because if people are going to kill each other, we'll have a corrupted and terrible society. We're now killing people in order to have a good society. He also says that the Ramban doesn't count the mitzvah of Avraham Mitos Beis Din, Skilas Rif Ahel V'Chenek, because it's all part of the pasuk that he does count, Uvi'arta Hara Mikirbecha. You have to make sure that you have a proper society. And society cannot live with people doing these terrible, terrible things. So you see from here that you actually have to have a bad society in order to eradicate this bad society. I won't believe you that there's a bad society. I have to actually see a bad society. And only then I'm going to now kill a person that violates these Yisurim. But in the mitzvah of Malkos, says the Chinuch, why are we giving Malkos to people? He says, the Shosha mitzvah, he says, "Ratza Baruch Hu leasram al averot kidei sheyashuvu alav v'yizku b'chomer b'olam shekulo tov." The purpose of lashes is that this person that did an Isser, he could do tshuva. So I don't care about society being fixed. You personally did an Isser. You're now distanced from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now the purpose of lashes is for you to do tshuva. That is the achrayas habeis in the case of lashes. So I think this can actually go very well with the words of where is he again? I forgot the name of the town. The purpose is that in the case of Misa, we have to actually see, yes, indeed, there was here this terrible thing happening here, Ritzicha, Eshet Ish. I have to see this thing actually happened. Now we have to do Ubiat Rabbi Kirbecha. We have to now take it away. That is the purpose of Misa. So believing you won't be enough. That's why a woman that said that she's an Eshet Ish and was intimate with someone, I didn't see really an Eshet Ish being involved with someone. In that case, I won't kill you. But in the case of Malkos, the purpose is, you did an Isser. I believe you that for you, this is actually an Isser. So I want to cleanse you from this Isser. I will give you Malkos. So that's why in the case of Misa, I will not give you a punishment. Because I have to know the mitzias of things. That indeed there was here a mitzias of an Avera. But in the case of lashes, no. Even if there wasn't a real Avera objectively, but according to you, you did an Isser, and now you have to do actually tshuva? So okay, I'll give you lashes according to that. Because the purpose of lashes, at least according to the Chinuch, is in order for people to come back and do tshuva. I think this is a bit of a svar that you can explain the idea presented in the words of Rav Leib from Wilkamir. So, with this idea, explaining the Rambam, concludes Rabbi Yitzchak Lando back in source 24, he says that this could actually be the same idea of kfiya, of Beis Din actually intervening, forcing or not forcing the husband to give a get. Matayash adum yisodin kfiya, lemana demeu, lemita, or lemalkot. מאחר שנתברר שהחילוק הוא שמיטה בעל החפסד העבירה, מלכות באים על העבר, על העבר במה מדרך וענה, יש לו לדון, מחמת בא כפייה. When based now forcing, so forcing, is that actually making a good society? Or it is preventing people doing their own personal iser? יש לומר, זה מוטל לחכמים לכפותו, שלא יעבור על מימד רחמנה, ולפי זה הכנה משייך, נקפייה. So if we say that the purpose of basin is to prevent you from doing an iser, your personal iser, so if indeed this is a personal iser for yourself, we will come, intervene, and force you to give her a get. Like the same reason that we actually give you malkos, because we want to prevent you personally from doing an iser. But if we say that no, the purpose of kfiyah, forcing someone, is not because of you violating an iser personally to yourself. Elei sod din kfiyah, hu dinsvu bet din lehamid adat al tila, to have a proper society, v'yishamru dinei v'chukei Torah. So he says, im ken, kedei shnuchal lichpot, צריכים אנו לדע בבירור שקיים האיסור כאן, ודבר זה ליקה בדין שאדם שחתיכה די איסורה. So he says, the machlokas of the poskim might be, what is the purpose of kfiyah? Is kfiyah something personally for you, like lashes, in order for you to do tshuva? So in that case, yes, we will be ko for you. But if the purpose is to have a proper society, so excuse me, I don't believe you that we don't have your proper society. In that case, I, as a beis din, don't need to intervene, and don't need to force you to give a get. Leave it here for today.